Blackstone Audiobooks presents Land of Echoes by Daniel Hecht. This book is dedicated to Ruth Storer and Bob Kirk for teaching me so much, for feeding me and my family so well, and most of all for being such good friends. Chapter 1. Sam Yazzie, the boys' dorm night supervisor, was in his room reading when he heard an odd sound from the far end of the building. He put down his book and tipped his head to listen. For a few seconds there was nothing but the noise of wind in the eaves. Then he heard it again, a forced vocalization of distress. He tried to tell himself it sounded like one of the kids having a stomach problem, heaving up cafeteria food in the bathroom. But he knew better. It was the same sort of noise Tommy Kide had made that awful night just a week ago. He laid the book aside, went into the hall and stopped again to listen. The building was long and narrow, divided by a corridor that stretched its whole length. On the right was the room that served as his office and residence, along with the utility room, two bathrooms, and two six-boy dorms. On the left, the day supervisor's office and four dorm rooms. Sam's impression was that the sounds had come from the far end. As usual, the corridor lights were off.